Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Feel like you're stuck in career limbo? Clock in, clock out, repeat. No growth, no new opportunities. It's time to break out and break into tech. With CBT Nuggets, you can start building the IT skills that companies are hiring for right now. We make training fast, simple, and practical. From networking to cybersecurity, you'll get short, easy-to-watch videos and hands-on virtual labs so you can build real-world skills without expensive gear or complicated setups. For just $59 a month, you get unlimited access to our full training library. That includes certifications, skill-based learning, and practice exams, a $100 value included free. Learn anytime, anywhere, and get job ready on your terms. Thousands have used CBT Nuggets to launch new careers, and you can too. Right now, CBT Nuggets is offering a free trial. Easily find the training you need and test it out with no commitment. Start your 7-day free trial now at cbtnuggets.com. Don't wait. A better job is just a few clicks away.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Which means it's Taco the John and Wayne show.
Tuesday. It's tacos today.
You know I like tacos. You know I like tacos.
It's tacos Tuesday. That's what we should call the show, Taco Tuesday, because that's what John likes whenever we
Every
go
time.
Out. It's
tacos. Every time. Wayne gets wings, I get tacos. Every single time, don't matter what city we're in.
We need to do a show called Wings and Tacos during the football season and talk football. Like, that's what we need to do.
I would not be upset about that at all. Anyway, so We're not talking tacos and wings today. We are talking 49ers draft. Wayne, how many days out are we? How many days
six,
from the draft?
We're Joe Montana days away. We're
those posts 16. Make me happy every time I see them, man. Your days to the draft, I freaking love that stuff.
The hardest
man.
Part is finding the pictures and the player that I want to use, but when I get the nostalgic player where it's Joe Montana's automatic, greatest of all time, right? So 16. Wait till you see who I use tomorrow. It's going to be somebody you guys never even heard of. I'll 15? Give you a hint, though. His name's initials are JJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never heard of that guy. Number 50. You know what's funny? I bought the wife and I, they closed our gym. They're redoing our gym, like where we work out at. So I bought like this super cheap treadmill on Amazon, whatever else.
Hey, get and that so cardio win, baby.
Hey, so I'm starting my morning, every single morning, rewatching 49ers games from the 2024 season because I hate my life because treadmill's not, you know, awful enough. And I got to say, I'm about halfway through the season already, been doing it all week. And man, Jordan Mason and Juwan Jennings literally kept our season afloat offensively for the first half of the season. Like those two guys just, every freaking game, man. I forget how good they were.
Oh, yeah. Man. They were tough, man. Hard-nosed workers out there on the football field. They were knocking cats off, knocking cats out.
Well, I want to deviate from the plan already. So today's episode is going to be Wayne's Warriors. I don't know. Is there an alliteration that we have for your guys you like?
You know we had to do a remix, right? Now
I freaking when he's doing the bottles, he's like Warriors.
Yes, I freaking
love it. My greatest thumbnail I ever made for YouTube was that I did an adaptation. It was like my least clicked video or watched video of all time, and I was like, I spent 2 hours making this for myself. Nobody else got it, but that's okay. So anyway, we're getting Wayne's favorite players, a couple guys from each day, which is going to be fun. Then we're going to jump into a mock draft together. And man, I maybe a trade back because I'm taking part in what's called like this. I think it's called the Epic Mock 2025, where there's 32 sports podcasters for, and we're doing the whole draft. And so, and we could trade. So I messaged every single team in the first round trade parameters, and I've been stonewalled. Nobody wants to trade back. So, but there are two teams that if a certain player falls, the Seahawks and the Broncos, we have trade parameters in place. If their guy falls, we're doing the trade. So there's a little bit of hope, but we'll see if that one of those situations take place in our mock draft and we'll trade back. Otherwise, we'll just go through it John and Wayne style and we'll go from there. Now, but you brought up Juwan Jennings. This is the last year of his contract.
Yeah, I go ahead.
What do you, you're the GM, which I would be very happy about. What is the plan? Are you just letting Juwan Jennings play it out and then he's outplayed his contract by so much you can't afford to pay him anymore?
Yeah.
Do you let him walk out the door?
I mean, you let him play out. I think you treat him like you treated somewhat D'Amador Lenore. You see what he can give you for the majority of the season. And if you love him, you sign him, you extend him. Like, you know what I mean? They did that with Demo. I think they'll do that again with Juwan Jennings. But they have other guys here that they're, you know, wide receiver positions is weird. I mean, they're already paying one. So if you're gonna, are you gonna pay two? I don't think the Niners are gonna pay two wide receivers.
And yeah, what I mean, they're paying Jennings, three last year. Now you're down to two.
They were paying three.
Debo, Ayuk, and Juwan.
Well, Juwan's money isn't as high as
right.
You get what I'm saying? So when I say paying. When I mean paying, this is when they're high. So they move on from Debo, Juwan Jennings. Are they willing to pay two double wide receivers again? I think the Niners aren't going to do that. I don't think that's a Jed York. I don't think Jed York wants that. But
especially with what's happened this offseason.
Especially with what happened this offseason. That's the only reason why I'm saying that. So I think Juwan Jennings plays on, and then maybe you get him like, again, Demo, Dre Greenlaw, those were fifth-round draft picks. Juwan Jennings was a seventh-round draft pick, but again, he's out playing that contract, so maybe you're able to extend him to a two-year extension during the season at some point.
I'd be so happy.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. I would not be mad with that. But there's some guys in this draft that are Juwan Jennings' size, run a little faster, maybe same catch rate. I don't know. Dog, I don't know. But there's – I don't know. I want Juwan Jennings here. He's a fan favorite. He's one of my favorites. He's a dog. And I don't, it's hard to replace dogs.
I love it. I love it. I want to keep them. And, you know, I was pretty adamant, like, man, just extend out Juwan Jennings, trade Brandon Ayuk. I give, he's not a true X. He's playing X because he's just a dog, but like, that's not where he should be. Lori brought this up. Did anyone see Mina Kimes and Dane Brugler's mock draft recently? Yeah, they had the Niners picking Mike Green. Now, Wayne, you have been this guy, and Mike Green fits the 49ers as far as if you're looking at premium position, play style needed, probably where he should go.
He's now one there's of my favorites, guys.
He's so freaking good. Now, the off-the-field stuff, 49ers met with him not once but twice this past month.
That's important, though. That's important. They're doing their due diligence, right, John? They're checking all the boxes again, right? I think what really made him stand out for these, you know, second interviews or whatnot is the way he spoke at the NFL Combine. So, like, I've been following Mike Green, obviously, since the Senior Bowl, right? And so his exit from the Senior Bowl was a little premature, but as far as the way he exited, like, it was just abrupt, done, over with, right? And then he moves on, whatever, whatever. Then you get to the Combine, and now he's willing, he's speaking, he's talking. He's like, listen, ask me whatever y'all want to ask. Like, I don't have anything to hide. This is that and the third. To me, that stands out. Now, that doesn't erase the history. That doesn't erase the past. We still don't know what the past is. Everything, the word in front of everything is allegedly, right? So at the end of the day,
no charges were ever brought.
No charges were ever brought up. So from a 49ers standpoint, they're doing their due diligence. They're doing their homework. They're doing their research. They're making sure they dive deep. They're talking to them. I hope that they're pressing. I'm hoping that if I was in there, I'd be pressing them. I'd be asking him to dive deep. Deep into his spirit, his soul. I want to know what's going to rattle his feathers, what's going to shake. I want to know all of that stuff. And if he continues to keep himself composed, well, damn, we might have another OJ. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I'm just saying, like, dang, like, he just might be a guy that just really didn't do anything wrong, and he's standing on it, and he's just a great football player, man. And I don't want to pass up on a great football player from some alleged stuff.
And I, you know, one of the things that I will add to this conversation is, like, my biggest issue with this draft is there's not a true number 11 that is worth pick 11. We're talking.
Yep, I get you. Your point is perfect.
But Mike Green is that. Mike Green.
He's not only because of the issues. Listen, if Mike
Green, I have him as my 9th overall player.
Right, but would you get what I'm saying? If he didn't have the off the field stuff, it's a no brainer. Mm-hmm. If he's top 10, if there's no off the field stuff,
you're mocking him to, you know, teams like
Carolina,
the
Saints, which would probably swoop in and probably take an edge rusher because they're getting old at those positions, and Cam Jordan and stuff. So, like, yeah, like, man, it's tricky, bro. And for a Niners perspective, especially with this regime, they tried the bad boy, but I think that's what we missing. I don't even think he's a bad boy. I think he just got caught up in some young men stuff, and it just went south.
Yeah, but 18 and 19, whenever both the situations happened, both schools had a zero tolerance dismiss policy. No issue. Said I'm not advocating for him. No. I am just trying to.
Oh, let me just talk through it. My
the 49ers
reference.
Can meet with them twice. We're allowed to talk about them.
April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if it's only spare change. I love Acorns, and I've used it for over 3 years now because if I'm busy, it takes care of it. If I have time to spend a lot of time in research, that option's there too. So sign up now and join over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with a B, billion dollars with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. That's 4.9 ERS, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate. Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And I just want to clarify that OJ was like super cool, calm, and collected no matter what. Like whether he was guilty or not guilty, the dude just didn't really fluster. And so, like, I feel like that's, I like the way that Mike Green is just keeping his composure. Nothing doesn't seem to really be rattling his feathers. We're accusing him of this. We're accusing him of that. And he's just like, yes, sir. No, sir. Like, that's what I mean. He's just really calm and collected. That's what I meant.
And I've seen, like, from people like Albert Breer and other insiders that teams are walking away very, very positive about their meetings with him. So anyway, the Niners again met with them once at the combine and then had them out again
private
two meeting. Times. Workout. So
yeah,
this is why we're discussing it. And I think we're not the ones that make that choice.
But, and like John said, we are not advocating the sexual assault, harassment, anything. That's not what we're doing. But again, he wasn't convicted of any of that.
Wasn't charged with any of that.
Yes.
So anyway, all right, let's get to some of Wayne's Warriors. Let's get some first round day one. Give me one or two guys that just, hey, these are your, I believe in. I pound the table, the Kyle Shanahan thing, right?
Yeah.
Who are you pounding the table for in day one?
So, like, we were just talking about a player like Mike Green, and I think the reason why I'm pounding the table for a guy like that is just because of his football moxie, right? Like, and I get it, it was at Marshall, so people are going to have questions about it, but that doesn't change his ability to attack the quarterback. Like, you hear what I'm saying? So, like, that's not something you have to teach. It's like, here, sick him. Like, go get the quarterback. All right, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, I get it, short arms. I know he has his whatever, whatever, but this is a guy I really think can change the front or forefront of what this defense is just based off of his innate ability. We're talking quick first get off. We're talking quick first step. We're talking pass rush moves. Yeah, there's things he has to work on. There's things everybody in this draft has to work on. Let me just make that clear. But I'm talking about a guy that literally produced at a high rate. When you look at his pressure rate, it's high. It's there. He can get to the quarterback, and he's stout against the run. So even in a 4-3 system, when he's undersized at 250, he's still able to set the edge. Like, I don't really understand why people feel like that he will struggle in that. I know NFL guys are bigger. I understand that. But day one, if you're going edge, it's got to be Mike Green. If you're going interior, and you're not getting Mason Graham and you're not getting Abdul Carter, then you got to go. In my opinion, it's Walter Nolan over Derek Harmon for me. I love Walter Nolan because, again, you're getting mean up front. You're getting a guy that literally can do the things that Mason Graham does and play that if he had to play a nose tackle and line up over the center, I know that's not what we do, but if he had to, he has the ability to do so. His versatility on the defensive front, he could play all five spots really on the defensive front. He can line up outside as well. He's not super big, but he has the size. He has the ability to stop the run. So these are guys on day one from the defensive perspective that I'm really advocating to get. And I got to throw in a curveball.
Oh, I like it.
And it's another defensive player. And I don't think Niners go offensive line in the first round. And I'll just be clear. But maybe if Mimbu, Banks, if those are their guys, those are the athletic guys, that's what they want, then yeah. But here's my curveball. You ready? It's not Will Johnson. It's not anybody from Michigan.
I already know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Josh Connerly Jr.
No, you're wrong. Oh. It's not an offensive lineman. It's another defensive player. I would not be surprised if at pick 11, and I know people are going to get me for this, if the 49ers drafted safety Nick Emanwori out of South Carolina. And let me explain why. I talked about this on my mock draft on my channel so you could check it out. But let me explain why. When you look at a guy like Nick Emanwori, what are you going to get? Number one, you're going to get a warrior, right? That's number one. Why? Because he can play safety and he can play nickel. So now you're looking at a guy that can play three positions on your defensive front. Not just one, but three. And play him at an accelerated rate. Play them very well, whether he's playing deep, whether he's playing in the box, or whether he's covering a freaking wide receiver. In the nickel back. And this is a type of thing where you could force guys onto the football field. You could play big nickel with him. You could put three safeties on the football field at the same time. There's so many different things you could do with the player with the skill set and the athleticism as a Nick Emanwori. Now, you might not have a first round grade on him, but I do. I think I have a first round.
My bad.
I think I know Malachi Starks is probably overall the safest safety to take in this because he's probably one of the smartest, doesn't make any mistakes, doesn't take the gambles, things like that. But I really love Emanwori out of South Carolina. And I think he could be a curveball and a game changer on the defensive side of the football with Coach Robert Saleh. Because now you're getting a Cam Chancellor type of guy on that defense.
And he is that. And like, my thing is like, okay, so like I measure the snaps and like where their snaps are, their speed and all that. So I rank them 1 through 10 based on this class, right? So the fastest safety, whatever. Experience, he's a 9 out of 10. Versatility is a 10 out of 10. Speed's a 10 out of 10. Acceleration's a 10 out of 10. It's just like he's a Madden created character. There are some issues with his tape. And yeah, 11 for a safety is pretty high. But man, if he hits, like you're talking Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton, like he has that ceiling. You brought up Cam Chance. Like he has that physicality. He checks a lot of boxes.
A lot of boxes.
I like him at strong safety more than free safety, though.
And I
like
get him, it. But his range is the key. And you're right. Which means we get another, but that's what the Niners like. They take strong safeties, but he has the range and the speed to play deep. And I think he'll convert better to a free safety, better than Jair Brown and Malik Mustafa. I think it's there. He has the speed. He has the range. He can recover. He can do all those things. And again, it's a guy that can line up and match against freaking wide receivers, man. This is crazy. His moxie is ridiculous. Yes. Yes. So, and I said that to say this, right? And John, I apologize. I know I talk way too much.
That's why you're here.
I said that to say this. The reason why I said it was a curveball is because the Niners can literally still address the needs in this draft at certain positions because they run deep. Then there's positions that don't run so deep. And I think the safety position might be one of the weakest positions in this draft. And so if you feel like there's a guy that can be that game changer for you, that impact player, I think Nick Emmanuel is that guy.
I love it, man. I ain't mad about it at all. I'm curious to see where he's going to land. You know, one of the best draft props I was looking at is first safety off the board. Him and Starks are basically even. And so like, it's like, you know, if you had to put a bet down,
Starks is
the nickel.
When I say safe, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, he's more of a nickel. He played nickel almost exclusively last year.
Yes.
Silent, appreciate the super chat. And I like this question because if you look at kind of not necessarily people in the know.
Okay.
But if we're talking about Walter Nolan, here's the question. What's the knock on Nolan? Imagine he slips to 32. All the big time NFL media that cover the whole league, they're dropping like Mel Kiper didn't even have Walter Nolan in his first round. Yeah. A lot of people, Daniel Jeremiah didn't have him in his first round. Like a lot of people are dropping, and it's kind of the opposite of the Mike Green effect where you're getting everybody saying, oh, all these interviews are going great. Not hearing that, hearing the opposite. In fact, that Mike Nolan or Walter Nolan's interviews perhaps aren't going too great. There is a knock on immaturity and work ethic issues, how much he loves football. Again, it's Lion season, so do you take this for a grain of salt or whatever else? But the national media pundits, they're all dropping Nolan. 49ers fans are pumping him up. What are you like? How do you balance what's happening out there right now?
I mean, for me, I don't know, man. I go off of what I've seen and what I'm watching with my own eyes. When you watch him on film, are there plays where he struggles against the double team and seems a little disinterested? Maybe. There are a few. But are there more plays where he dominates and he's taking over the game? Yeah. Does he have character issues? Possibly. I'm not interviewing him. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to trust when it's out there. But I don't see the national media putting out these super negative connotations toward him. It's just more they're really pumping up other guys. And I don't know if that's the narrative that they're going with, which please let him fall. Let him fall. If you don't got to draft him, I'm not saying pick him at pick 11, but if he's waiting for you at pick 43, it should be a no-brainer. Like we're talking day two now. It should be a no-brainer. You're getting a Walter Nolan. It should be a no-brainer. But there's several defensive tackles. Again, this draft is so deep. There's several defensive tackles. The question is, who's the fit? Like what are they really looking for? Because my opinion, John, they need balance up front. They need the pass rushing and the run stopping at the same damn time. It ain't just get this one because he's good at. No, you could double up because we have a plethora of picks, but get that main one that you know. That's what they thought Javon Hargrave was going to do. I'm going to be honest. You got to find a way to replace what you thought he was going to be. Listen, when guys get to the NFL, they play for a different thing. Like their mindset is totally different. They playing for a whole different thing. So I don't know if he has character issues. I didn't get any of that even at the Senior Bowl talking to him. I talked to this guy and I didn't feel like even asking him questions about like food. It was fun. Like, I don't get the character issues, but I'm also not pressing him. You know what I'm saying? So maybe there are, maybe they aren't.
And shout out to Invader. He's the resident Nolan. Like, that's his guy, Walter Nolan, no matter what. He says he talked to Zerline about Nolan, said it was immaturity, nothing to do with character. Jordan Reed reported all the teams he's talked to said Nolan's interviews were great. So that's what's out there. But
Thank you, Invader.
You know, yeah, awesome. But, like, again, this is the former number one overall player coming out of high school ever. Talent's off the charts. You look at the highlights, and it's just like, holy cow, get this guy. Not that his game tape's bad, but it's a flash. He's a flash player right now.
Yeah.
Can the consistency, all those things. I have him 21.
I have him 22, maybe.
So, yeah, that's where it is.
I have him 20. I'm sorry.
So there you go. See, I have Derek Harmon 20. And so I've been pumping. Like, I think Harmon is a better fit. So you have him 28?
Yeah. But what makes Harmon the better fit? Because my issues with Harmon is tackling, right? And so if tackling has been an issue with the 49ers, why are we drafting a player that's terrible at tackling? Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense for me. That literally is his biggest issue. Now, if he gets into the backfield and it's him, it's great. You know what I'm saying? As far as pressuring the quarterback. But now we're talking like being able to get these running backs down, things like that. And so my biggest issue with him is that. And that's a big issue. For me, that's a big issue, especially when missed tackles have been plaguing the San Francisco 49ers. And I don't know if people are putting that out there about him, but look at his missed tackle rate. It's bad. It's high.
It is. But he's there all the time. Still 11 tackle for losses, 5 sacks, 7 quarterback hits. It's not like the production's not there.
Yeah, he's there, but the missed tackles.
I think it has to get better.
It has to get better. The pressure rate through the roof. Don't worry about that. Not worried. Number one pressure rated defensive lineman coming out of the draft. Not worried about pressure rate. My thing is, what happens if he's there and he misses the tackle and now we're just like, oh shoot, like you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that. But like the upside for me, you asked me why, it's the pass rush productivity.
Oh, I have zero issues with this pass. He's a better pass rushing defensive tackle than some of them other Oregon guys we've had.
Yeah, and we've had some great ones.
Yes, sir.
So that's kind of where that is. So, all right, before we jump over and jump into, I want your day two guys, which I'm super excited about, actually. Let's talk real quick. If you're coming to the draft, you got to come party with us. Let's go. And if you guys are on social media, D'Amador Lenore just shared the 49ers Rush Road Trip Flyer. That's right, Demo. It's going to be coming to our draft party. I'm so proud and honored. I've been telling you guys, I've been looking for a new favorite player on this 49ers roster because Drake Greenlaw's gone now. And I've been saying Demo's right up there. I don't think I have a choice anymore. Party with the faithful. Let's go. We're going to be at Broadway Studios over in North Beach area from 4 to 9 p.m. or until the draft ends. We might go longer. We rented the place out for the entire evening, so we could stay and party and have a great time. We're going to be there Thursday, and we're going to be there Friday for days one and day two of the draft. D'Amador Lenore, you want to meet him, autograph, all that kind of stuff. That's going to be on day one. We've got big screens, trivia, giveaways, you name it. It's going to be incredible. Day two is going to be awesome. That's for the hardcore draft people. Big screens everywhere, NFL Network, ESPN, plus we're live broadcasting. You are going to be covered. 49ers-centric coverage, nonstop. I'm so pumped, man. Get to meet D'Amador Lenore? What? Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets now. All right. Let's get to these day two, rounds two and three, guys that are your guys. Now, it's funny. We put all this emphasis on round one, and I understand it. That's the premium. But, man, there's three picks scheduled for the 49ers currently day two. So who are a couple guys that stand out to you?
Oh, man, there's several day two guys, right? Because the question is, where do the Niners want to go? Now, I feel like they can address the offensive line on day two, John. Like, I really do, man. Round two, round three, I feel like you got two round three, third-round picks. I feel like one of those guys can be an offensive lineman. I like Josh Connerly. And I don't know why people don't like this kid.
Love that dude.
But if you're looking for a kid that's solely a left tackle, that's what you're looking to get. And if you're looking for a guy that could come in here and learn, under the greatest left tackle of all time, this will probably be the time to go high in on a player like Josh Connerly out of Oregon. And I really feel like he has the tools. He just needs to get stronger in his anchor. And I think that comes when he gets his grown ass man strength and lifts weights with the big guys in the NFL. I really does. As far as his feet, he plays on the swivel. He has a great, his great recovery time too. So like, if you think you beat him, he's there. Now he does struggle with his anchor. So if you're bull rushing him with super power and speed at the same time, from the, that happened at the Senior Bowl because it was on the opposite side. It's not a right tackle, different technique, whatever. But I've never seen him get bull rushed like that in college on the left side. So I think Josh Connerly would be a great day two pick. And I don't know why people aren't really high on him. So if the Niners do decide to go tackle day two, rounds two, round three, I would love it for the Josh Connerly, maybe Ariante Ursery out of Minnesota. I think he'll be another good prospect for the San Francisco 49ers. But I really love Trey Amos. And I really feel like the Niners can get a 6'2" cornerback, ran a 4.4 press, man, zone. It's all there. The measurables are there. The traits are there. And why not have another lockdown corner from day two? So I like Trey Amos out of Ole Miss. I watch a lot of Ole Miss films. So when you watch one guy, you're going to see other guys pop up. So that's just kind of like what's happening. So Trey Amos would be another guy. Here's a sleeper, and I think he'll be maybe a day three guy. Let's just say the Niners don't address the edge, and you want production from the edge. You want a guy that's great against the run, and that's a sack machine. Josiah Stewart from Michigan. I don't know.
Huge on him.
I don't understand why no one's really gearing him up, John. You want to talk about pressure rate, it's through the roof. You want to talk about run defense, it's through the roof. Like this little 6'1", 6'2", defensive end kind of guy who would probably be better in the 3-4 defense, come here and be a monster. He plays literally like a Wolverine. Like he plays like a Wolverine. Like don't f*** with me because I'm that guy. Like he doesn't need help getting him going. He sets the tone. This is what he did. And he did it on the team, obviously, with Mason Graham. But if you look at him on tape, he's always around the ball making plays. I don't get it.
You know what's funny is we were in Vegas that year. We were doing the draft thing together. We were doing day two.
Nick
and
Bonito,
you were really
baby.
High on Nick Bonito. And that's my comp for Josiah Stewart. That's my play style comp for him. So, like, you got a type. You know what I mean? And, yeah, Josiah Stewart fits that. I wish he would have did more testing at the pro days and at combine and whatever, but I have a fourth round grade on him. Where do you think he,
I feel like day three would be, I think he'll possibly go day three. If there's a run on defensive ends, I can see his speed, his quickness, his ability to get to the quarterback. I can see a team taking a flyer on him. I really do. But you have a fourth round grade on him. I think, do I have a fourth round grade on him? Let me see where he is on my big board too, off the top of my head. He's up there. He's one of my top, he's actually out of my top 50 players. He's like 55 on my big board.
Okay. But wow.
Explosive power, disruptive in the backfield. And he can, you know, anchor against double teams.
Wayne, where do we get your big board and all that stuff? Is that up on your Patreon? Like where is that?
Okay. So my top 100 players prospects is on my Patreon. It only costs you $1, and all you got to do is click on the link, put your email address in there, and then boom boom boom, you'll have access. It's color coded, it's got details in there as far as what they're good at, what they're bad at, where do I see them going, that like the player who I comp them to as well. And my comp for Josiah Stewart is BJ Ojulari.
Who he is in our division, sadly. I do not like that. All right. Well, let's do this. It is time. Let's jump over to the mock draft machine. We're doing a 7-round 49ers. Are we interested in possibly trading up? If
yes.
And falls. Okay.
No, I'm just playing. No, I don't want to trade up. No, we're not going to trade up.
No trade up no matter what.
No, right. I just don't. I mean, I don't feel like those top two guys are going to fall. Right,
I don't think so either. I don't think
so. Then there's no reason to trade up.
You cool. Know. So we're doing Shamar Stewart with 10.
Thank God.
I do not want Shamar Stewart at all. Maybe in the second round, even then, I think it's too much of a reach. I'm sorry, I'm completely out. Not because he's an A&M guy, but because if you can't produce at any level in 3 years, I'm sorry.
I love that.
But that's who we're probably going to pick. So no.
So I got two guys that I think the 49ers are going to draft. Shamar Stewart happens to be one of them. And the other guys is Mykel Williams out of Georgia. Both guys have
I do like Mykel.
But I like Mykel over Shamar Stewart.
Right. I think, and that's the thing is, like, people always talk about, like, well, Mykel Williams, he didn't have, like, the sack production. And it's like, okay, but, like, you look at what he was able to do for his career, and it's like, dude, you can't compare him to – he had 5 sacks. He had more sacks in 1 year on a bum ankle than Shamar Stewart had in 3 consecutive years combined. Like, yeah, the production's not elite, but and Silent, I'm not sure who you're talking about here. I'm sorry, I missed the super chat. You don't need to pay again or anything like that. Just let us know, because I want to jump in.
We were talking about a lot of D linemen. They do have short arms, so he's 100% correct. Like,
dude,
a lot
a
of
short arm draft, offensive yeah. linemen and defensive.
Yeah,
linemen.
These are just alligator arms, so they have to win different ways. They're winning, though. Like Silent, they're winning. Like, believe it or not, they're finding ways to win. A lot of guys we're talking about have high pressure rates, good run stop rates. So these guys are finding ways to win even with their measurables going against them. So that's a plus. I understand the NFL, though, is a different monster, but they're finding ways to win on a collegiate level. That's the level that they're playing on. And just to double back what John said about Mykel Williams, I just want y'all to know he got injured week 1 and played on that injury for the whole season. And on top of that, this kid, and I'm really high on him, this kid, in my opinion, If you go the same route, now you're getting two big anchors out there. You're getting the Nick Bosa, and now they're literally comparable as far as size, weight.
6'5", 260.
Yes, sir, and speed. Like, they're both the same. I think they ran almost, I think Mykel might have been a little slower in the 40 time, but as far as the way their ability to set the edge is really good. Both have great dangerous hands out there. They use their hands very well. Good hand technique from both of those guys. And the thing I love about the most about Mykel is he's young, he's moldable, right? So, like, you're getting a pup in here, and then you can groom him into a full-bred dog.
Now, one of the things, so here we are. I'll just go through the top 10. Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Macy Graham, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Jahdae Barron, Mimbu, Tyler Warren, Ashton Jeanty, Shamar Stewart. So one of the trade backs in that mock draft I'm doing was with the Broncos. They have picked 20, but they only want to trade up if Jeanty falls that far. So he's off the board, so now that's it. The only other trade that has been somewhat agreed to is the Seattle Seahawks, which are in our division. And we have a preliminary trade. I don't know who their guy is that they trade up for. My assumption would be Tet McMillan, where it would be we would give up 11, but we would get 18, 82, 92. This is my favorite trade that we could possibly do. Now, the question comes to, and Wayne, you're the GM, are you okay trading with the division opponent if they're going to land Tet McMillan at a major need at that X spot? Is that something you would entertain? Or are you just like, nah, I don't want to trade with Seattle?
I first of all, let me just say, like, I hope and pray Seattle drafts a wide receiver in this draft in the first round. Like, that would be beautiful. That's dumb, but it'd be beautiful. Second, I don't mind trading with any team in our division. I don't mind that.
I'm not sending players to them.
Correct.
The draft picks, about I don't draft, care.
Yeah. But now, because they have to still get the draft pick right. You know what I'm saying? Now, will teams want to trade with the 49ers? That's really the big question. Like, that's the question. You have a trade with Seattle. I know that's the team you love to trade with. Can you just check the 3 trades? Because I have a team that I would love to trade with, and they're not here. So
It's all super far trade back. So we have
– I don't mind trading into the 20s because I know I could get an early second and possibly a late third. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the point. I've been using the point system the lately. So
I love it.
Even if I had to give back a fifth or something, I want that extra third. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I can. I do know that our first round pick is worth 1,250 points. So if a team is willing to trade up and give me value back for that, I'm down for it. I had a team that I would love to trade with. It was the Los Angeles Chargers, but for some reason, your mock draft won't let us. They don't have that in here.
Yeah, it's not there. So here is what I propose trades to all these teams in that one mock we're doing just to gauge. Here's what the Texans GM said. I feel pretty good where I sit for who I'd be targeting it for the Texans. The difference between player 8, 9, and 30 isn't really that big. The Chargers guy said not interested at all.
because you know what it is? People want to draft, and they want the first round pick. So when you're dealing with 32 managers, they really want to get that first round pick right. They're not thinking probably the way John is thinking. Like, listen, man, you know, you can move up. You could get this top guy. Nah, they want their picks. Some people are pick hoarders. All right, let's look at this draft. I've talked Mike Green down. But let's just say he does have the character issues. Let's say that the off the field stuff doesn't pan out for him, and it does pose a threat, and the Niners just don't want to take a risk on a Mike Green. I would look to trade back. And the trades you have here with Houston, I would like to see what Houston has. I don't mind trading back to 25. I think it's safer to draft a defensive lineman that we want. We might be able to get Derek Harmon around that time. You might be able to get Walter Nolan around that time. And if not, there's still, I think, some really top players. But the question is, can I get 58 and 89? Like, can I get those two picks? Because now I'm picking again in the second round, and then I'm picking again early now in that third round. So I would like to do something like that. Is that something possible?
So two things. One, no trade involving pick 11 has involved a second round pick from either team since the year 2000. Okay. It seems like every single trade back is future firsts or multiple thirds. And so
no teams are giving up the second round pick.
No right, teams so, have done that.
All right. So if we want to make this as realistic as possible, you're going to have to
basically be two thirds. So now the good thing about the Texans is they have 79 and 89. Now, if we total this, okay, pick 25 is 720.
Yep.
Pick 79 is basically 200. So we're at, what's that? 910.
Yep. And then so that's another 100 something.
145. So now we're at 1,050 plus so next year's third. So you would get 25, 79, 89, and then a future third.
How much
and
is that, next year's
that
third?
Trades has happened. Next year thirds is halfway between. So about 100 points is
so you
what
figure,
it would count.
So they still owe us. We're still in points. So, but I say go for this. I say this is it. And it's fine because we're not looking to draft. There's so many players I think the Niners can get in the later round that I feel like fit. So if we go edge, maybe you get a Michael, maybe you get a Jalen Walker, maybe you get Shamar Stewart. Hell, like I'm okay with drafting those guys a little bit later, reaching up for those guys at 11. Tough. Maybe my linebacker falls at 25, Jahad Campbell. I don't know. So I know I'm going to get 79 and 89. Those are extra third round picks. Those are extra top 100 players that we could probably do some damage with.
I'm the biggest third round believer in this draft ever. Like, I love the third round. I'd trade pick 11 for three third rounders. I'd be happy. Here you get that same trade. You know, would they do this? But I like this. Now, the question is, because PFF, this is kind of the flaw with the system. Once we pick, we don't get to see who's available.
That's correct.
Are we watching the clock and maybe jump back up?
That's or a possibility, just, for sure.
Okay, that, so who are we watching? Who are the two names or three names that were like, if they go, then we would be open to trading up?
I see. It all comes down to like the Niners, like the offensive line. I think they really go defense here, man. Like I think it's going to be edge / defensive tackle. Possibly you take the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like possibly. But there's some guys that the guy that I'm looking at this list, you got
to
scroll back up a little bit because
go to the top. Sorry.
Yeah, so if I had to really move up, I'm thinking in real life, some of these guys might fall. Will Johnson may fall. What if Will Johnson falls to 25? And then you get a premier lockdown corner to go with those two guys. Like, that's crazy. I think you just let the board fall to you at this point.
Okay.
And you see what happens.
So let's go back to trade. We're doing 25, 79, and 89.
And then
for pick
next
11.
Year's third, yeah.
We're going to, and next year's third. Thank you. Yeah. And that fits. We're offering a little bit of a discount, but that's what you're going to have to do. Unless somebody's trading up for a quarterback, your discount on points, which we're about 70 points shy, trade is accepted. So now we're going to resume the draft and we're going to man, I have it on slow, but it's going speed. That's okay. That's so fine. Now the 49ers are on the clock. So here's what's
now,
available.
Now we're talking, because now we're looking to build the future, because there's two players right here that have fallen. Calvin Banks Jr., if you're looking, and Walter Nolan. Now the question is, who's going to be the impact player? And it's going to be Nolan for me. And
so, do you put James Pierce in this conversation? I'm high on Pierce.
I'm high on Pierce too, because he's another person that can win out on the edge. But I feel like you could also win out on the edge in round two if you get a guy like Josiah Stewart and those type of guys. I feel like they kind of bring that same pizzazz. So I can wait on him. For me, I can pass on Pierce. But I do know we could get Walter Nolan here in round two, and now you filled the biggest void on your team. The defensive interior, biggest void.
Everybody's saying Nolan.
Edge, right? You got depth at edge. You got Utah Gross. You got some other guys that can come in, and you're going to draft more depth. You're going to draft other talent, but you got to get that anchor, big guy up front, man. It's Walter
Nolan. Okay, Walter Nolan. We're taking – do we want to trade up for one of these other guys that's sitting there, or just – ooh.
I think, can you scroll down a little bit?
Yeah. Colston Loveland, Siobhan Reveal, Gray Zabel.
I do
Derek
see
Harmon,
Harmon
Trey Amos,
too, though. I didn't know
Orton.
He was available.
Josh Connerly, golly, man. Landon Jackson, Beck.
There's some time. No, I think you let the board fall to you, man.
Okay.
I don't think you have to trade up. You pick 43 anyway.
I'm good. I like it. So we're not too far off. I'm going to speed it up just a little. Come on, let's go, PFF. You're either slow or you're fast.
Harmon went to Kansas City. Go figure.
Dude, I would go hard. I would have went Harmon over Nolan, but yeah. I love both, and I would be happy getting both. Look, Jackson Dart went 42. So here's who's available. Savon Reveal.
I think you
Amos,
go corner here, man.
Yeah, it's a huge need. You've got nothing in free agency.
I think you go corner here. They've addressed the safety position so many times in free agency. I think you go corner.
What are your thoughts on Donovan Jackson real quick, though? Is he this conversation for you? I have a first-round grade on him. I think he's so
good. I don't have a first-round grade on him, but I think he'll be a better guard than tackle.
Agreed.
Trayvon,
does Kyle Shanahan pound the table for a running back this early?
I think if we would have got – so here's my theory on Trayvon. If we would have took that second-round pick, because they would have gave us that second-round pick, I would have drafted Trayvon in the second round.
Yeah.
I don't give a what people say.
He's that good.
He's that good. Yeah. And you only have one back that you're relying on, and then you have a guy that can be explosive that's still training, and then you got two guys that Patrick Taylor Jr. and Israel Abanaconda. Yeah.
Yeah, this is fun here.
Draft is loaded.
Yeah, Jackson, Landon Jackson, Donovan Jackson. We've got Trey Amos.
Suvon. Like, look at Suvon and Trey Amos, right? Like, look at and we'll go to Suvon's 2023 grades, right? We'll focus on that.
Blew his ACL. It's ACL. Yeah. ACL still has not ran or done really anything.
Look at it. So then go. I think Trey Amos paired up with Nardo and Demo. Oh,
it's perfect.
That's a trio. I'm singing right now.
I love it. All right. So we're going Trey Amos here.
Yeah. I'm a very happy man.
So now we're sitting with Ole Miss. Look at us. I hate Ole Miss as a college team.
I know you do.
These are talented guys. They pay a premium for these guys, and they got a lot of players, man. On there. It's funny. Somebody said in the chat that we could do like a Michigan and Texas only draft, and it would still
do that for one of our mock drafts.
Everybody will hate it, but
no, that's okay. We should do it for fun giggles.
All right, third round. Now we're picking 75, 79, 89, 100. The fact that this is
beautiful, right? Because now you can take some of those premium positions. You can get a better tight end here, as you can see. I'm high on Kyle Williams. I think he's one of the best route runners here. Jalen Royals, guy that can get open. Jalen Noel is probably my favorite wide receiver. This is where I think you go and you get the offensive lineman, right? And I think this is where you address the offensive line. I love the athleticism of Marcus Bowe, but I feel like there's other athletic offensive linemen as well in this draft. The most athletic might be Jarrett Wilson. At pick 75, though, Tate Ratledge. I feel like the Niners, they like their guards, right? They like these guys that just if they're tackles, can they play guard? Blah, 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 blah. It's not usually the other way around. The question is, do I go with the pass blocking guy like Ozzie Trapio from Boston College? Or do I go with more of an athletic build and a Marcus Bowe, a Jonas Savonnet? I think he's a little bit more athletic, even though he's bigger. And I think he'll kick in and play guard right away. There's so many ways I think the Niners can go. I like Tate Ratledge, though.
I do too.
I want to
plug and play guard, man.
I want to get the mean mother trucker from outer space, man. Is he a left guard or a right guard?
He played left guard three consecutive years.
Yes, that's perfect. That's the hole. Fine, plug the hole. Is it too early to get him?
No, I'm sorry. Right guard. I was wrong. 36 starts all at right guard. That's my bad.
So nothing at left guard. All right.
But like, he's so athletic. I mean, he ran a 4.9. He's 310 pounds.
I think you plug the hole with the guard. I think that's the position that you plug the hole. They've addressed it in free agency and re-signing Ben Bartsch. They've addressed it in free, like they've done their due diligence, but bring me that young. I feel like I can get an athletic tackle. So give me, and it might be a reach here, but I don't care. And I know we need the center more than we need the guard, but I don't think Kyle's moving on from the center position. Give me Tate Ratledge.
Yeah, I love – he's a rush-crush player. He's one of my favorites. Violence is the first thing written on his draft profile. Just mean as hell. All right, here we are. We're at pick 79. A lot of the same names.
If I'm getting a wide receiver, it's Jalen Noel. I'm not even going to – it's just Jalen Noel.
Why do you like him so much?
It's because he's a 49er. He's the X, the Y, and the Z. Like, and he's a special teams guy as well, right? Like you're talking about a guy that can get open. You're talking about a guy that is – what's the word? He's cognitive. He understands football. It doesn't take him long to learn plays. He plays all the wide receiving positions. You can run him out of the backfield. You can line him up outside. He can play in a slot. He's a special teams returner. Like, this is the guy. So, like, he's the weapon that Kyle Shanahan could be looking to replace. Yeah, it's Jalen Noel. He ran a 4.4.
Not 4.3.
Yeah, it's guy. He's the guy.
Jalen Noel. Dude, yeah. I'm loving this. Look at this. So we got Walter Nolan. Again, we traded back. We got some extra thirds and a future third. Trey Amos, Tate Ratledge, Jalen Noel. And we still have 2 third-round picks, man. I'm so happy. So we got our wide receiver. We got our guard. We still need an end. We still need a linebacker.
And a linebacker. Let's see who's available. I know people. Right. Let's go down to edge rushers first. I would take the edge rusher.
Ooh.
Oh, man, there's some good ones there.
Yeah, David Walker, Kymen Rockler, Femi Oladejo, Ashton Jelotti.
Quadarius Robinson, nobody's talking about him. And I think he'd be a solid edge rusher for the 49ers. Like, look him up. Click on him, man. He is built perfectly to fit this Niners system. Quadarius Robinson. Now, he has some issues, I believe.
6'4", 243.
A little off the field, but, like, that stuff has been null and voided. That's all good. But this guy, I think that's the reason why he's fallen. But that kid, he would be a problem for his edge rusher. Love Oluwafemi Oladejo, former linebacker, converted into edge. He played edge 1 year and dominated. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like we can probably get him at 100, I'm hoping. Okay. Can we go with linebackers?
Yeah, let's check linebackers because there's usually some guys that fall here, and after they fall, I'm just like, ooh, I'm done with it. Like,
so I see Jeffrey Boss is the first one off the table.
Barrett Carter, Jack Kaiser, Kobe King, Cody Simon, Lindenberg, Stutzman, Jay Higgins, way further down. Yeah. I'm a big Bosa guy. You don't like Bosa as much.
No. I do love Bosa. I mean, the speed is there. Coverage is there. Tackling is an issue, though. That's another thing I get from him. But I do like him. I like him a lot. Sideline to sideline speed. I think he has that. He has the ability. He has a knack for the football. I mean, he's always around the football. He just has to focus on wrapping and bringing the person down, right? Like, not going for the fumble. Tackle. That's the only thing I need from Bosa. But I don't mind reaching for a linebacker or the edge. I say go edge here and then get one of these linebackers, man. The question is which edge. I love David Walker.
I do too.
I know
he's my highest. Him and Ashton Jelotti are my highest ranked here.
Yes.
Those are my two guys.
I love David. Range. It's David Walker for me, man. Okay. Like, yeah.
Why do you like him so much? I love him.
I just love the fact that he has the ability to just get to the quarterback. He sets the edge very well. I understand he's undersized as far as 6'1". He's not undersized as far as weight, but his height. And I get that people realize that he didn't play against top-tier competition in college football. But when I watched him at the Senior Bowl dominate every freaking offensive lineman, every one of these offensive linemen that we want to draft in the first round, he dominated. That's my guy.
I like it. So Bosa fell to pick 100.
I say you get Bosa here, and now you got the speed of the linebackers right back where you left off.
And you just plugged almost all your holes. You got a D tackle, you got a corner, you got a guard, you got a wide receiver, you got an edge, you got a linebacker.
There you go.
Now it's
fun time. It's running back time. It's all that all those times. I say double up and get Olawofemi Oladejo right here, because there's going to be running back
three edges on this roster.
You ain't never lied, because I think three of the edges we already got not making this roster. So yeah, I say get him.
I'll take Fibby. That's a quality player that you didn't think failed. The Niners double up in positions of need all the time.
1,000%.
And almost every single time, the second guy drafted is the one that hits the home run, not the first. But that's okay. Fourth round, man, Kyle Williams still there. I doubt that he lasts, but we're in the fourth round. Billy Bowman, Jarquez. We don't have a running back. We do not have one of those yet.
I feel like round four or round five is where the running back's going to come with the seven round picks. I think that's where we'll grab a safety because I think there's going to be some depth at the safety position. We've addressed the interior. Let's go offensive tackle. Let me see who's available. I don't think we did that.
I like Ajene. You know, he played opposite of Ajene Cornelius.
Yes,
played opposite.
But Logan Brown is my guy.
I like Logan Brown.
Logan Brown is my guy. It'll probably be too rich to get him right here. So we'll have to get him.
Man, what did Greg Cassell say? That he thinks 20 offensive tackles could be drafted
in the first
2 days? Yeah, like, I think tackles, edge players, and quarterbacks always get pushed up. I don't think it's too early here, personally. We're not picking. We pick again in 11.
I think we can get him at that 160. You think we can get him at 160? That's my question.
Oh, man, you are a gambler. Well, let's say Ajene Cornelius and Larry Brown are gone by the next time we pick. Are you comfortable with any of these other guys?
Maybe
Carson Vinson, maybe
Jack Nelson. I like Holland Pierce. He's just a big guy. Like, can he move well? I feel like,
So here's my question. Okay. And I think these conversations happen in war rooms. I'm sitting here saying, dude, let's take the tackle. Is there somebody that you're just in love with right here that would be okay if we missed on the tackle because you're so high on somebody else?
I do like Billy Bowman. But again, I think we don't need to address the safety. If you're not getting one of those premier safeties at the beginning of the draft, what about Upton Stout? Why are we not talking about this young kid? Even he's more of a nickel guy than he is safety. They got him listed as safety here, but he's really a nickel corner, and he's a damn good one. Yeah.
He's very good. 5'8", 180, small, fast, quick burst. His burst is awesome.
Yeah.
But like, probably a nickel only with, even though he played outside. He played 1,400 snaps.
He played 1,400 outside, bro. But his nickel film is amazing.
It's kind of like Trey Brown. A very similar build to Trey Brown.
So why not draft the competition of Trey Brown? He ain't got that much guaranteed money. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that.
And so he's listed at safety here, but I think you fail him at corner.
Right.
And he can play, I think, inside nickel would be his best spot, but he can play outside. And then if he fails at both those, then you move him to safety. So you want to go Upton Stout over the tackle here?
No, I want Logan Brown. But
why don't we get him?
Because I feel like it's too early. All right, let's get him. Just go get him. Go get him.
The Niners do anything, it's reach on their guys.
Go get him.
I love this pick.
I feel like, and now get my safety, because I think he's still there.
He is.
Yes.
There. Upton Stout. There we go. So are you going to start him at safety, or are you going to start him at corner?
I think he's going to play. I think he's going to come in and play nickel. Honestly, like I think, you know how they were trying to do Renardo Green and teach him the nickel. Well, they won't have to teach him the nickel. You know what I mean? I think he would come in and excel at the nickel.
Okay. So still no running back. Do we want to double up on defensive tackle or edge or?
Yeah. Let's see who's available.
We got two edges, so we're good there.
As far as defensive interior. We got the monster up front. Can we get Simeon Barrow Jr. is there?
I like Junior Tafuna.
I've seen him at the Senior Bowl. I'm high on Cameron Jackson. I know people will probably not. I know he's meet with other teams, but you're looking for your run stuffer. I love Cam Horsley too. You want somebody with power up front? Whew. Dude, but I feel like if you don't get one of these guys in round five,
all these guys are going to be gone. We don't
by
pick
round
for
seven.
67 picks.
That is 100% correct, yo.
I would say
go Cam Horsley here.
Okay.
And get the big fella up front with power, you know, and now you got a good guy that can, you know, really soak up some of them gaps.
And you need that. All right. Yeah. So here we are. Let's talk running back. We got to get a running back.
And wide receiver. So, oh no, we got wide receiver already, right?
We got one. We got okay. Jalen Noel.
That's all
guy.
We need. That's all we need. We've addressed special teams, in my opinion. I like
okay,
Jaquavius
now, I
Smart.
Draft Raheem Sanders all the time, so I'm going to act like he's off the board because I don't. I draft him every single time.
So do I.
He's gone.
But get Jaquavius Marks right here.
Why do you like him?
Pass catching ability. That's it. That's what you want. You want a guy that's thorough out of the backfield. You don't got to teach. It's just there. He's a good running back as well. But as far as great hands, great routes, great ways to extend plays, that's a guy that can make plays from USC.
We don't have a tight end. Brant Cuthie, I like out of Utah.
Oh, tell me about him, man.
Fairweather, the Niners met with. But yeah, Cuthie is just tough as hell. 6'2", 236. He's that smaller guy. Passion, yak experience. The problem is he's not a great athlete. But he's tough as hell. Tore his ACL in 2022, but then came back. He's played back-to-back years fully. 6.8 yards per after catch. Like, he's tough. Plays mean with passion. Every time I watch him, just passion, passion, passion. Like, cares. So, I like Brant. They met with Rivaldo.
I know what tight end I want. Is he available, okay. though?
These are the only four left.
Oh, my God. They took my kid from round. Syracuse.
Oh, Aronde? You like Aronde?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun, man.
What about Bryson Nesbitt from North Carolina?
Okay, tell me, like, what?
No, I don't know. I don't know about him much. I want you to click on him. I don't
6'5", 238. This is my...
He's a blocking tight end. All right.
Yeah, bigger dude. 4.88 speed. Not
look
bad.
At that drop
slow
rate.
Plotter
catch.
On routes.
You can get rid of him. You can get off of him.
Let's go with your guy.
Cuthie.
Utah, tough as hell. George Kittle will love him. Last pick of the draft, Elijah Badger. You talked about getting another wide receiver.
I did talk about getting another wide receiver. I like Smile George. Yeah. I don't mind getting him because when I look at this, the seventh round picks, I'm looking for guys that are going to be able to contribute on special teams. And possibly work their way back into, you know, some type of start rotation. So I don't mind going with Jordan or Asante Samuel from Auburn. I think Jackson Meeks is Jackson Meeks is an ex receiver that
we don't have one of those.
I'm falling in love with
6'2", 216.
Yeah, he's an ex. He's like Trey Harris, literally.
Dude, why not? He a stud special teamer.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it. Jackson Meeks. We need an X. Dude, I like this draft, Wayne.
I love it. People are going to question it. I know we took two corners. We really took a safety and Upton Stout. But I think he'll be stout for us. You know what I mean?
Like, oh,
I think
that.
If his versatility, you could use him in different places.
It's hard to get all these picks in one frame.
Oh man, I love this though.
What was our overall grade? Was a B+.
Okay. So, we got an F on Cam. Come on.
Yeah.
PFF.
PFF, they got their thing. So here's the draft. Okay. I'm gonna run through it real fast. We traded back with the Texans. We got 2/3 and a future third. So that you have to add to this a 2026 third rounder. Walter Nolan, Trey Amos, guard Tate Ratledge, wide receiver Jalen Noel, edge David Walker, linebacker Jeffrey Bossa, edge. Femi Oladejo, tackle Logan Brown, safety Upton Stout, defensive tackle Cam Horsley, running back Jaquavius Marks, tight end Brant Cuthie, and wide receiver Jackson Meeks. What are your thoughts, Wayne?
I thought we slayed this joint. I mean, you've addressed every single freaking need. You've got impact players for day one. And I mean, even if Tate Ratledge doesn't win out, which I think he's going to beat out whoever we have at the guard position. It's just my opinion.
Plug and play.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of plug and play guys. You know, even if David Walker isn't your starting defensive end, he's a guy you rotate in there, and he's going to do his job. He's going to get to the quarterback. Olawofimi, you forget that he's a linebacker first, right? I don't think the 49ers would forget that. I think that's why he's a 49er, right? Because he has the ability to play linebacker, and whether it's weak side linebacker, and then he can play as an edge rusher as well. So that is a, I think that's a solid pick. I see they gave it an A- too, by the way. I know they gave us some low grades here because we draft players way early. But who cares? I think this is a solid piece. As far as the interior, we just drafted a plug guy that's good against the run. If you look up Cam Horsley and you watch him play, that kid is solid up front. Good luck running by him. You know what I mean? Like
6'3", 312, huge run game stud, power, great block shredder. That's what I wrote on him. 47 career starts. Are you kidding me?
Come on, man. Like, that's what you want. Like, block shedding is the key, right? It's the key when you're looking up front. And then you got some guys I think that will help contribute on special teams in the seventh round. That's what the seventh round is for. You know what I mean?
And the funny thing is, you know, in the past, you're always like, well, there's not enough room on the roster for these guys. Well, guess what? That's not a problem anymore. You could literally draft 20 players and you would need more. there's just not depth. There's not depth. Probably my biggest concern with this draft is I wish we did more offensive line, but I am with you. I don't think the 49ers are going to do a lot of O-line picks. But I
don't
like
think so either. I think they addressed the offensive line. We did, but we did.
You got a guard and a tackle.
And a tackle. I think that's what they'll do. These are guys that they feel like will be able to come in, compete, and be rotation if need be. Like, you know what I mean? 49ers players get hurt all the time. So next man up.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. Fun stuff. We got a fire emoji from David. Thank you. In the Hufanga jersey, too.
Appreciate that. Missing from goal already.
That's all I need. I need more emojis in my life that validate my draft preferences. Life's so simple, Wayne. What do you got coming up on the show? What can we check out on the Wayne Breezy Network?
Yeah, fill us man. In. Listen, lots of draft shows, lots of draft talk, different guys coming on talking about players for the 49ers, going to be doing some stuff just universal around the NFL on the Wayne Breezy Network. So make sure you guys stay locked in. I'm excited to continue my 32-team mock draft with Mose. We've did the first round. We're going to be going into the second round this week, and then next week will be the third round. We'll do a three-round mock draft, so it's a continuation. So make sure you guys lock in on that. But just excited, man. A lot of stuff going on, and the draft is be here in 16 days, John. 16 days.
So close. Man, you remember when we were in Atlanta, me, you, Mose, and that was such a good time. The whole crew, man. Yeah. We had a blast, dude.
Yeah, whole crew.
Good times, man.
I was mad we lost. Dude. Know that.
That was such a cool weekend.
And then I almost got into a fight
with
the owner of the ref, the manager. Remember, he was about to be fired and beat up at the same time. They couldn't fire me because I ain't worked here.
Yeah, they changed ownership that location, obviously. Not too long after that, but we did have a good party.
We have a great party. Like that was an amazing turnout. But he was about to be gone.
Getting 86 from his own restaurant.
86 from his own restaurant. That was a good time, man. Yeah.
All right, everybody else, you guys are the best. Thank you for sticking with us, and we'll be back next Tuesday. Only 2 weeks, man. But Wayne, you got to take us out. You're the energy guy.
You had it. You was on the ball.
I was feeling
man.
It, but then I was like, no, what am I doing?
Guys, stay locked in right here on 49ers Rush, because that's what John does. He brings you the rush. We'll see you next Tuesday, baby. Keep it faithful to the Bay.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.